So maybe we spend just a couple of minutes learning the beginning of the ninth paragraph of Midbar in Parshas Baalotcha. It's the beginning of Shlishi. Let's take a look. Those are the psukim that ought to be the laning for tomorrow morning. The laning of the sixth day of Pesach. The last day of Chol Moed Pesach is what we usually refer to as the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. The Torah tells us, in Perek Tes, Rabbi Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, B'midbar Sinai, B'shana Hashem, Tzeisim Eretz Mitzrayim, B'chodesh HaRishon. This is almost exactly a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Gemara tells us, and if like me, you've been learning, working on the first Perek of Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara points out, in the first Perek, that on Davav, this is on Rosh Chodesh. This happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara understands this might be the source for learning Hilchas Pesach and learning Hilchas Yontif in advance of Yontif. The Gemara is Machlokas Tatanan, whether it's supposed to be Shloshim Yom Kodem or 2 weeks Kodem. I think it's the Shita Roshim Gamliel. So the 2 weeks comes from here. Moshe Rabbeinu gets up for Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Nisan, excuse me, and he starts telling the Jewish people, you're going to have to bring a Korban Pesach. Vayidaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael lasos ha-Pesach. You have to bring Korban Pesach. So he's giving them 2 weeks advance notice, and that's a marker for learning the halachas 2 weeks in advance. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Pesukim wants to tell us, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people they have to bring Korban Pesach. Yudal Nisan, the same way they did a year ago. A year ago they were in Mitzrayim. A year ago they shechted Korban Pesach the day before they left. Their last day in Mitzrayim was the day that they shechted Korban Pesach. And now it's a year later, and they are living in the shadow of Har Sinai. They're living in the shadow of Har Sinai. Rabban points that out elsewhere. And this is Echad Benisan. This is the first day that the Mishkan opened for business, normal business, right after Miluim. This is, as a matter of fact, this is the day that this coming Shabbos, the laning this coming Shabbos talks about, Parsha Shmini, right? It's about that day. The eighth day of the Miluim, 7 days of Miluim, which according to most ran the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar, and Biyom HaShmini, we usually assume means Echad Benisan. Echad Benisan, and Mishkan opens for business. It was a great day. There was a day that Nesiim began to bring the Karbanos. The day that Nachshon Maim another brought his Karbanos. It was a tragic day as well. It was a day that Nadav and Aviv were lost to Klal Yisrael. And that was a day, in addition to everything else going on, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, you're going to have your second opportunity to bring Korban Pesach. It was a day that they began to live with Mishkan. As a matter of fact, they had the Mishkan, and they were still living for the next 50 days in the shadow of Har Sinai. And the Torah tells here, it's been Midbar Sinai. Torah tells later in Parshas Baalotcha, a little bit later, a couple of sukkim further, that they were at Har Sinai, they lived at Har Sinai up until the 20th of Iyar. So it was like a remarkable time in Jewish history. The Mishkan was up, and they're still in the shadow of Har Sinai. They've been there already for 10 months, since last Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you can bring another Korban Pesach. You can bring a second Korban Pesach. And by and large, they did. Etc., etc. They bring Korban Pesach. But what makes this Parsha famous is not so much the first Pesach. Well, the Ramban talks about that. There's an interesting Ramban. If you have a chance, take a look. The first Ramban in Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. He talks about the significance of this Korban Pesach. Gemara tells us that this was after this, the next time the Jewish people as a whole bring Korban Pesach would only be what was the Haftarah for the first day of Pesach. After the commentaries saw under the leadership of Yehoshua. The Ramban talks about what happened during the rest of the years of the Midbar. But what we usually don't think about this as the second time that Klal Yisrael brought a carbon Pesach in Yudal Nisan. This parsha is more famous for what happens from Pasuk Vav and on, because this is the introduction to this is the parsha Pesach Sheni, because the majority of the Jewish people did indeed bring carbon Pesach for the second year running on Yudal Nisan. But there was a handful of Jews who were Tamei Meis and could not bring carbon Pesach on Yudal Nisan, and they come to Moshe and Aaron and they say, we want to bring carbon Pesach. Well, what are we supposed to do? We have to be tar and we're not. The Jew has to be tar not to bring carbon Pesach, and we're Tamei, and Ach Tamei Nefesh Adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parak Seches, Imdu ve'eshmo amai tzav Hashem lachem. Let me go ask Rabbeinu Shalom. Let me go ask Rabbeinu Shalom. And he comes back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him the last six psukim of the laning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something called Pesach Sheni. If you weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon, Pesach Rishon meaning the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach and Yudal Nisan, then you bring Pesach Sheni, you bring it instead Yud Dalet Iyar, a month later. And this is the topic of these psukim and parak tests and b'midbar parashat Baloscha, tomorrow morning's laning. And this is the primary topic of the ninth parak of Psachim, parakim 5 through 9 of Masechet Psachim Arba Karim Pesach. So the last of those five parakim, parak Tishii, the ninth parak, is primarily about Pesach Sheni. A lot of dinim, a lot of details, a beautiful sugyas and psachim, and a very famous discussions that the Minchas Chinuch has. But how does this work? How high the Gemara already opens the discussion. The Minchas Chinuch digs in deeply. Do I have to have been chai for Pesach Rishon or to bring Pesach Sheni or not? To what extent is there a connection between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Mishnah is already discussed how many dinim of Pesach Rishon carried Pesach Sheni. It's a funny thing. Mishnayos point out, you don't have to get rid of your chametz. So you're going to eat carbon Pesach. If you miss Pesach Rishon, you eat Pesach Sheni with matzah and maror, but you have bread in the house. It's a funny, interesting combination, a paradoxical combination. How do you mean? I'm allowed to eat the chametz later. Oh, you're asking why isn't there a bali rabbi matzei? Why isn't there bedikas chametz on Pesach Rishon, on Pesach Sheni? I'm allowed to have the chametz later. It doesn't, but the day doesn't become fully Pesach for me. I might not be eating the chametz with the Karm Pesach itself, but I'm done with it. Even if a Jew becomes chayav in Pesach Sheni, I was too far away from Shalom, or I was tamei. So I bring on Yudal Nisan, I bring Yudal Iyar. I don't keep the day as Pesach. It's just a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But you're right, that does highlight sort of like the paradox of Karban of Pesach Sheni. Sort of like a mix of things you wouldn't expect to go together. The truth is, the Gemara points out, that Gemara in Pesachim we just mentioned, the first parak, Avav, points out this is the source of the notion of Ein Muktam Mu'uchar Batorah, another paradox. The Gemara points out that this parasha, as we said, opens with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even this is Perek Tes of Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar opened Perek Aleph a month later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So you see, Perek Tes chronologically happened before Perek Aleph. As the Gemara says, that's the source of Ein Muktam Mu'uchar Batorah. Sometimes the Torah may present episodes out of chronological order. And Ramban works on why. The beginning, what happened in Rosh Chodesh Iyar is central to Sefer Bamidbar, that happens first. And this is sort of, in a sense, a side point. so it comes later. So there are a lot of paradoxes in the dinim of Karban Pesach, in the presentation of Karban Pesach, the fact that it appears after events that happened later. Yeah, and the whole idea of Pesach Sheni is Plan B. It's worth sort of considering what the Torah is telling me. You were supposed to bring Pesach, Karban Pesach with the rest of Klal Yisrael. You're supposed to bring Karban Pesach, quote unquote, the way it's supposed to be brought in the ideal format, the way you plan to. And it didn't work out. Tame b'derech rechoka. I was distanced. That's one of the examples the Torah gives. I was distanced from the Beis HaMikdash. I was b'derech rechoka. I was too distant from Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach to bring Karban Pesach on the normal time. The Torah says there is such a thing as Plan B. There's such a thing. We often think of Karban Pesach, the idea of Pesach Sheni, there's such a thing as second chances. And that is true. That's one of the things the Torah is telling me. There's such a thing as second chances. And not just second chances, but Plan B. I mean, I'm going to bring Karban Pesach in an alternative format that doesn't have all the bells and whistles and doesn't have the full context that I expect. And like DJ was saying, normally you bring Karban Pesach after a whole B'dikas Chametz was done, Midrabanan, even the Daraisa level, but Rabbi Matzeh, I don't know, all the Chametz is gone. And here bringing Pesach Sheni without all that context. The Torah says, okay, maybe I was distance. But there's such a thing as Plan B. Just because you're not going to bring the Karban Pesach in the ideal way you would imagine doesn't mean there cannot be a kiyum of Karban Pesach that's meaningful to Ribono Shel Olam. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the Sefer Achinuch here in Baal Osra, Mitzvah Shin Pei, he is Marech extensively about how he had given bits and pieces of the course of Parshas Bo and Torah Pesach Rishon. If you look in Pesach Sheni, in Baal Osra, he goes on and on about all the richness of Hashkafa and Emuna that the Karban Pesach is meant to convey, and that therefore you didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, you're going to bring it Pesach Sheni. There's an enormous amount to be accomplished through bringing the Karban Pesach, even though it's a Plan B. It's being brought in a method and a sort of a format that it was not what I had in mind. And I would add one more piece to just sort of, you know, the frame of mind that the Pesach Sheni can offer us, and that's supposed to be the last piece of Chumash that we officially study over the course of Chol Moed. And Rashi comments, Pesukim Zayin and Ches, the Jews come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and these Jews come and they say, Lama, why do we have to lose out? We want to bring Karban Pesach also. But we were Tamil and Nefesh, for whatever reason, different reasons are given. Maybe they were the Jews who took care of the Bais of Netvan Aviyu. Maybe they were the Jews who were involved in Atzmaus Yosef. Whatever mitzvah they were involved in, is that they were the Chevra Kadisha, and they say, we also want to be involved in Karban Pesach. So Rashi has fascinating comments. He quotes from the Sefrei, from the Medrash here. Ru'uyah is the parsha Ru'uyah Amar Adei Moshe, Kisharko HaTorah Kula. Usually the Torah just says, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if X, Y, Z happens, here's the din. That's the way, you know, the vast majority of halacha is conveyed in Chumash. You usually don't get the backstory. Here you get the backstory. Right? There didn't have to even be a backstory. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when he, the Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph is the Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lamar, tell the Jewish people to bring Karban Pesach. So that could have included also, tell the Jewish people to bring Karban Pesach, and if you're Tamei, or B'darach Rechoka, you're in Pesach Sheni. But Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to pause and wait for someone to ask the question. And then to convey the Dina of Pesach Sheni in response to the Bikush. Rashi says, Zachu elu she'te'omer al yideihem, she'medalgun z'chus al yidei zakai. These Jews were zoche that the parsha should be conveyed through them. That they were that they got to be the gormim, the causes of this teaching, of this mitzvah, of this parsha of Pesach Sheni. Why? Megalgalin zchus aide zakai. Because the Rebbe Shem wants to, once you're a zakai, once you had a zchus, HaKadosh Baruch wants to give you more zechuyos. How are they already zakaim? So it could be they were zakaim because of whatever mitzvah kadisha mitzvah they had done. Because they were involved in the binds of Nadav Raviyu, because they were involved in Atzmai Yosef, however it was, they became Tamit. So it could be that's what the Sifrei means. Once they were already zoch in that mitzvah, that's why they became Tamit, they'll be zoch also to be the ones who that can who cause, the catalyze the Parsha Pesach Sheni. Or it could be that they're already considered to be Zakaim, their first chus was that they said Lama Nigara, that they wanted this. They came and said, we want mitzvahs. Instead of seeing Moshe Rabbeinu's first announcement, okay, if you're tar, you have mitzvah Karban Pesach, we're tamei, okay, so it doesn't apply to us. We'll wash our hands of it. Their attitude was, but I want Dvar Hashem. I want Ratz Hashem. I want mitzvahs. But I want Karban Pesach. It's not just something I do because I need to. It's also something I do because I want to. And if I can't, so I feel like I'm missing out. So they were Lama Nigara Jews. They were Jews who said, why do we miss it? Why don't we get it? We also want mitzvahs. They were Jews who were spiritually ambitious. They wanted to maximize. They weren't just seeking to sort of skate by, coast by with the minimum. So that attitude and that expression, Lama Nigara, that holy expression of Avos Hashem, so they were already Zakayim. So Megalgalin Zchus Aide Zakai. There's the other way of looking at this. So it was that attitude they had of Avos Hashem, of Cheshek for mitzvahs, of ambition, that as a result of that, they were Zocha to be the ones. They get this honorable mention in Chumash. They were the ones who asked, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. So it's interesting. Now the plan A is not. The plan A is just Arusa de Leila. The plan A, the ideal Pesach Rishon, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, here's what you have to do. But the plan B, which on the one hand looks like it's less ideal, it's missing a lot of the pieces, ideal mitzvah b'shalei musa pieces, at the same time, it's a result of human effort. Megalgalin zchus aide zakai. And even though it may look less pretty, and it doesn't have the Bayer Rabbi Matzeh, it doesn't have all the, you're not with all of Klal Yisrael, but there's a tremendous amount to be accomplished, and this a special flavor of the Megalgalin zchus aide zakai. And sometimes Plan B takes more human effort. I think it's, well, many of us are thinking about now. Right? It's not the Pesach we imagined. This is not the closing Zman of senior year that we imagined. Okay? And it's certainly true that many of the ideal aspects are missing from the picture. And it is, to a certain extent, like Pesach Sheni in that sense. It's not with all the pieces. Like that Mishnah in the ninth paragraph of Pesachim. But at the same time, there's a Megalgalin zchus aide zakai aspect. We have the opportunity to make it. When it's Plan B, there's more human input. And that's very precious to Rebbe Shlomo. The fact that we need to craft it, and we need to ask for it, so that's an incredible zchus. And if I'm a zakai, so I'll get more zchuyos. I think Pesach Sheni has a lot to say to all of us, whether we're high school seniors or whether we're senior citizens, and the Pesach was not what would the Pesach we might have imagined. It's a Pesach Sheni. A Pesach, we have it in Pesach Sheni in Chodesh Nisan. And Pesach Sheni is missing certain things. At the same time, Pesach Sheni has a special zuchus of human crafting that Kadosh Baruch Hu is inviting and expecting us to be goring the mitzvahs in a way that in a Plan A reality we don't get to do. So I think it's the laning of the last day of Chol Moed has relevance in every era, like all of Torah has relevance in every era. And I think there's a certain particular aspect, particular layer of relevance in to Pesach of 5780. That if we open our eyes, we can see.